don't know, how about a rectangular frosted donut? It's not really a donut, it's a rectangular donut.
No.
Okay, you ever heard Long John?
No.
What about one that has, it has jelly inside? Not
jelly roll.
Okay, jelly roll. Have you ever heard the word cruller?
No.
Okay. What do you call this?
A ring.
Okay. What do you call knee-length shorts? Okay, do you have a name for them when they come about three quarters of the way down? They aren't shorts, but they're not pants either?
No.
Okay. So you don't have any name for that? Okay. What about clothes that have been owned by someone else that somebody's wearing? What do you call those?
Hand-me-downs.
In the family, you call them hand-me-downs. Okay. What else would you call them? Maybe anything else?
If they weren't worn by
someone else? Yeah, you still didn't call them. Would you ever call them hand-me-down? Would you ever call them second-hand?
Yeah.
Okay, the hand-me-down would be the one you'd use more than most. What about someone who's dressed real sharp, real fashionable? What do you call them? Well, what kind of clothes do you call them? What do you say? Would you
fashionable.
Say, real fashionable. You wouldn't ever say pimp stuff, obviously. Okay. What do you call it? How do you store winter clothes in the closet during the summer? What do you call the bag that you store in there?
Clothes bag.
Okay. And is there a different name for the lightweight variety that you might get the cleaners to cover up your clothes?
Plastic bag.
Okay. How about the name for the thing if you go on a trip and carrying like two or three suits to wear on a trip in a big plastic hanging bag? What would you call that?
It's a clothes bag.
So you wouldn't call that a travel bag?
No.
Okay. Give me some kinds of shoes people wear.
Tennis shoes, sandals,
okay.
High heel shoes.
Okay. How about hairstyles?
Short hair. The names
of them? Yeah, just different names for different styles.
Braids.
Okay. Okay. Do you have a name for a male who is effeminate but not homosexual? A man with womanish ways, for example, a man who acts like a woman, but not necessarily any sexual connotations.
No.
Okay. What do you call a male homosexual? Would you say gay, or would you
gay. Say...
What might you call it? Would you have a girl or a woman with womanish ways? Do you have anything in there for that?
Uh-uh.
How about a female homosexual? Do you have a name for that?
No.
You ever heard the word lesbian?
Yeah.
Would that be the word you'd use? Uh-huh. Okay. Do you have a name for a male who's overly active sexually, who's, you know, oversexed? Sex
maniac.
Sex maniac, okay. What about a female? Would you have a name for a female who's over 70?
No.
Okay, now what about, do you have a name for someone who's married and he cheats on his wife or runs around? What would you call that if it were a man?
He cheats on his wife.
Okay, we wouldn't have a name for that.
No.
Okay. What about a woman who runs around the house? Would you have a name for that? You wouldn't call her a common or a whore or something like that?
Probably common.
Okay. Now, what about an ugly boy or man? Do you have a name for that?
No.
Wouldn't say, if you had a friend of yours had a date with somebody you thought was real ugly, you'd say, he's a dog or even something?
Yeah.
What would you say? What would you
say? He's a dog.
Okay. Or any other names?
No.
How about an ugly girl or woman? Is there anything?
Hag,
okay. How about a very attractive boy or man? Someone you want to date, would you have a name for them?
Good looking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about if it's a girl? What would you say that for? What would you call her?
I don't know.